This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot of things always going on at the Roseburg VA Medical Center. Nicole Hansen, and good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us about some of the things that are coming up people ought to know about.
So many things this month in September. Tonight from 5 to 6, we have our Veteran Town Hall. So all veterans are welcome, caregivers, their support family members. That'll be in our auditorium tonight. We'll have our executive leadership team. We'll go over state of the facility, staffing updates, upcoming projects.
And do you get a pretty good turnout on these now that you're doing them again?
We do. We've been rotating through our four sites of care. We're not going to the downtown clinic, but each month. So last month we were in Brookings. So it does help. The in-person attendance is definitely increasing.
And a lot of information there for veterans, plus a chance to actually talk to some of the staff.
Yeah, absolutely. We have patient advocates there. Like I said, our executive leadership team, other staff members.
And again, what's the time for that?
5 to 6 tonight in the auditorium.
All right. And what else is ahead?
So probably our biggest event of the month is our homeless veteran stand down. That is next week, September 11th. And that is also at our Roseburg campus. It'll be out in that circular ellipse area. All veterans are welcome. We have a ton of VA services. Community programs are there. We're offering free haircuts, hearing tests, vaccines, blood pressure checks. We have fly fishing groups that will be there, bingo going on, just a ton of resources.
And so you really get kind of partnered in with a lot of groups to come help out.
Yeah, I think we're up to like 40 something vendors that we'll have there.
And what's the time frame for that?
From 9 to 3.
So a lot going on, and people could really connect there. Do you have, like, lunch and things like that, too?
Yes. So the Myrtle Creek's Elks Lodge is providing lunch for veterans.
And what kind of information do you try to get from veterans, or is this kind of like a maybe a connection point for veterans that aren't as connected to the services?
It's both. We have our eligibility and enrollment teams. They will be there trying to, you know, get veterans registered for care. And additionally, just other resources and our other services trying to get patients set up.
All right, and that stand down is on the 11th. What else do you have this month?
Our Women Veterans Town Hall, that is up at the Eugene Healthcare Center. That's September 17th. We have a mental health summit going on. That's, again, at our Roseburg Auditorium. That's September 19th. And we also have our quarterly bingo hosted by our voluntary service department. They are recognizing the POW and MIA veterans, and that is September 20th.
So now, have you ever tried bingo?
I have. I don't have a ton of luck.
It takes a certain skill set on that, but I know a lot of folks really like it. Good time to socialize and all of that. Do you find that veterans, do we still have a lot of veterans that are eligible for a lot of services that have just not gotten connected in to get help that they deserve?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're really hoping with some of these new programs. And we're really working on our outreach. I'm chair of our outreach committee. And so we've been standing that up and just really trying to get out in the community. And I mean, let people know that we're there. You know, people know the VA's there, but do they know how to use it? So.
And if people want to find out more about this, is there a phone number or part of the website they could check out?
Yeah, all of our events are listed on our VA website, our Roseburg VA website. Additionally, they're on our VA Facebook page, and anyone can always contact me, the regular VA line, 541-440-1000, extension 43026.
Now, I don't think I knew that you actually had a Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
And is that specific then for just the Roseburg VA?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So people could check that out. That would probably be a good connection point as well. And again, the town hall tonight, what's the time for that?
From 5 to 6.
All right. Nicole Hansen of the Roseburg VA, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.